This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're getting toward the end of the week, so you might be thinking about meeting up with some colleagues after work for a little singing, by which I mean karaoke. There are, however, some rules to live by karaoke-wise that you would be well served to follow. Sam Grobart wrote about the 10 commandments of karaoke with colleagues. It's up on Bloomberg right now. Sam, it's good to have you on.
Good to be here.
All right. Why karaoke, man? Why not like bowling or, I don't know, anything other than karaoke?
I think karaoke offers something that a lot of other activities don't, which is sort of mutually assured humiliation. And that really helps bind people together.
Yeah, because in all seriousness, it's a team building thing, right? I mean, that's why your boss takes you to karaoke.
Exactly. A lot of people who maybe haven't done a lot of karaoke get afraid. They think, oh, gosh, I have to stand up there and sing in front of everybody else. But in fact, a really good karaoke night is when the whole room is singing along, and then you get a really nice group effect.
All right. Well, so we need to then go down this list of rules you have. Number one, with a bullet, is everybody should have like a beer or two.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going out with my hardcore karaoke friends, we're going straight to the karaoke bar because we are not wasting a moment. However, not everybody has that same level of enthusiasm from the get-go, so you have to kind of liquor them up a little bit to then get the idea in.
Rule number two, song choice is crucial.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, here you want to go, again, with sort of a crowd-pleasing hit. You don't want to go too obscure. You don't want to go with something that's hard to sing. I'm a big fan of We Built This City on Rock and Roll by Starship.
Yep.
Pretty much anything by Starship works really well.
Yep. When you go karaokeing, and I guess I'm asking you in your professional capacity and in your personal capacity, do you go to a place with a stage where you stand up in front of people? Do you go to a smaller karaoke room where you all sit on like couches against the wall? What do you do?
Pros and cons for both, Kai. The rooms where there's one stage can be really fun because you can get a big crowd going. Yeah. And if you're comfortable with that, it's really exciting. The rooms are also great, though, because you're with your friends and you don't have to wait for your songs. Mm. They're all your songs. It's your room.
That's right. Next day at the office, you say just nod and move on. Let's not delve too deeply into the karaoke-isms.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that scene in Fight Club where everybody knows who's in Fight Club and they just sort of look at each other and they're like, oh, yeah. I like to take that approach the day after.
Is it your experience that karaoke is rising in popularity?
I anecdotally feel like it is. I feel like I keep encountering other people who are closet karaokeers, and then we get together and then it turns into a bigger group and you hear about other groups that are getting together at other bars. And so there's something about it, I think, that everybody just really likes to sort of play the fool.
Sam Grobart, he writes in Bloomberg Business Week about how to karaoke with your coworkers. There are some rules, people. Sam, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We've got Sam's full list of karaoke do's and don'ts, which for me, by the way, are all don'ts, every single one of them. It's at marketplace.org.